Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Bring your thoughts and all of your feelings. It's time for a story. Today's story is Evie O.K. and the Thought Buffet by Valerie Shively. As the tree limbs shook free their leaves, the rabbits burrowed and the wind breezed. A small girl wandered through a confusing day. The young girl's name was Evie O.K. Evie O.K. had fought with her mom and was feeling the thoughts of everything wrong. She walked with her head hung to the ground. Feeling low, she headed toward town. When all of a sudden, bonk, in her way, she walked into a sign that read, Thought Buffet. Come one, come all, put your thoughts on display. What kind of buffet has thoughts on display? Eve looked curious, bewitched, and a wee bit dismayed. Can I eat a thought? And what does that mean? Thoughts are not food. They're not even seen. She walked up the stairs of the old brick town hall, pushed open the doors, and inside, she saw people and animals of all different kinds, filling their plates with thoughts for their minds. A long wooden table in the center of the room was covered with baskets of different thought food. Thoughts that compare, read basket one.
Comparison doesn't hurt if it's done in fun.
A little blue monkey leaned over and winked.
But too much comparing will make your heart break. My name's Griselda. You can call me Grizzy. I'll show you around. This buffet thing is tricky. Each basket offers a different kind of thought. It's food for your brain. You pick what you want.
Eve looked around to see what others were eating, what thoughts they had chosen, and how were they feeling. A mother deer stood still on her feet, quietly considering which thoughts to eat. Thoughts of encouragement gave her a smile and helped her enjoy herself for a while, until she ate from the basket of doubt. Suddenly, looked down, found her kids, and ran out.
They seem to act different after they digest what they eat.
Eve looked concerned.
What does this mean?
Take any thought, believe it in your head, and you'll start to behave like what the thought says. And what your mind eats, your body will feel. And it doesn't matter if that thought is real. Take these, for example.
And Grizz pointed to envy.
Eat too much, and you'll scatter with frenzy. Haunted and worried about outer wealth, not considering the needs of your invisible self. A body wants thoughts that make it feel good. Like these, right here.
And she pointed to could. A tiny gray mouse chewed a big thought of could, then calmly walked over to where two cats stood. The mouse smiled bravely as she stepped in close, jumped up high, and kissed a cat on the nose. Both the cats chuckled as the mouse pranced away. Her big thought of could gave them all a good day. Eve thought for a moment, raised an eyebrow, and said,
We get to choose the thoughts in our head?
That's the idea, said Grizz with a wink. But it's not as easy as you might think. Not all your thoughts are yours, you see. We inherit thoughts from family and pick thoughts up from who we're around, without making sure they sound our sound. But if you notice when you feel bad and question the thoughts at the time that you had, you can replace them with ones that feel good. Thoughts filled with love, trust, kindness, could. You get to choose what you believe, and that choice becomes your reality.
Evie O.K. gave Grizzy a hug, filled her plate up with trust, and a whole lot of love. Ate all her thoughts, walked home, and said, "I want to choose the thoughts in my head." Her mom was waiting by the bright porch light with a hug, a kiss, and everything's all right. And as Eve was tucked, cozy in her bed, she dreamt of the thoughts that day she'd been fed. And as bright as the stars in a dark night sky, such was the shine of Eve's wanting to try. Friends, I've never been to a thought buffet. I really wish I could go, because I'd love to know what all the different thoughts taste like. Do the happy thoughts taste sweet or warm and salty? How do sad thoughts taste? Bitter? Sour? I am pretty curious about that. But here's something else that I do know about. Griselda and Evie are right that you can change the thoughts in your head. Here where I live, I have two children who teach me a lot. And one of my children loves to sing. The other day, he was singing a song, and I can teach it to you because it's pretty simple. It goes like this. Everything is awesome. 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 And that's the whole song. Just everything is awesome. Over and over again. And I realized that when we're feeling bad and when we're having a hard day, all we need to do, all together, is to sing that song. And it changes the thoughts that are in our head. It takes away the sad, mad, bad thoughts and replaces them with everything is awesome. And the more we sing it, the more it feels true. And it sounds really beautiful to have two or three or four or more people all singing everything is awesome at the same time. You're welcome to try it at home if you want to find out what it's like. If you liked this story, Evie O.K. and the Thought Buffet, then I encourage you to check out the episode from 4 weeks ago, Moyo's Journey, by Miranda Roberts, about a polar bear traveling around the world and learning lessons from animals she meets along the way. If you'd like another story about how to handle stormy feelings, you might want to check out my episode, Zaid and the Gigantic Cloud, by Hilal Musla, about how Zaid deals with a major disappointment. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. And thanks to Valerie Shively for sharing this story with us today. See you next time.